Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 24, Talks with Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, Part 2, 108 Upanishads. According to the Muktika Upanishad, there are 108 Upanishads, and among these are Isha, Kena, Katha, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Tittari, Aitareya, Chandogya, Brihadaranyaka, Shvetashva, Kaivalya, Javala, Brahma, Hungsa, Aruni, Garbha, Narayana, etc. These 108 Upanishads contain all knowledge about the Absolute Truth. Chapter 24, Part 3, Why 108 Beads. Sometimes people inquire about the meaning of those 108 prayer beads, but because we think there are 108 Upanishads, which contain full knowledge of the Absolute Truth, therefore 108 beads are accepted. And sometimes, on the other hand, Vaishnava transcendentalists think that the 108 beads represent the 108 companions of Lord Krishna in his rasa dance, and therefore 108 beads are accepted. Chapter 24, Part 4. Lord Chaitanya objects to indirect understanding of Vedas. Lord Chaitanya protested against misinterpretations of the Upanishads, and Lord Chaitanya rejected any explanation which did not give the direct meaning of the Upanishads. The direct interpretation is called Abhidha Vritti, whereas the indirect interpretation is called Lakshana Vritti. But the indirect interpretation serves no purpose. There are four kinds of understanding called direct understanding or pratyaksha, hypothetical understanding or anuman, historical understanding or aitihya, and understanding through sound, shabda. Of these four, understanding from the Vedic scriptures, which are the sound representations of the Absolute Truth, or Shabda, is the best method. For the traditional Vedic students accept this understanding through sound to be the best. For example, the stool and bone of any living entity are considered to be impure according to Vedic literatures, and yet those same Vedic literatures assert that cow dung and conch shells are pure. And so apparently these statements are contradictory. But because cow dung and conch shells are considered pure by the Vedas, they are thus accepted as pure by the followers of the Vedas. So if we want to understand the statements by indirect interpretation, then we have to challenge the Vedic statements. In other words, Vedic statements cannot be accepted by our imperfect interpretations. No, they must be accepted as they are. But if they are not accepted in this way, then there is no authority in the Vedic statements. And according to Lord Chaitanya, those who try to give personal interpretations to the Vedic statements are not at all intelligent, and they also mislead their followers by inventing their own interpretations. In India, there is a class of men known as Arya Samaja, who say that they accept the original Vedas only and reject all other Vedic literatures. The motive of these people, however, is to give their own interpretation. So according to Lord Chaitanya, such interpretations are not to be accepted, for they are simply not Vedic. Lord Chaitanya said that the Vedic statements of the Upanishads are like sunlight. Everything is clear and very distinct when it is seen in the sunlight. And so, the statements of the Vedas are similarly clear and distinct, while the Mayavadi philosophers simply cover the sunlight with the cloud of misinterpretation.